Welcome to Collaboration is Queen, a New World Women production. I'm your host, Dawn Morningstar, one of three co-founders of New World Women. Sean Vougeot, Mecca Page, and I have collaborated to co-create New World Women, a women's organization that shares profits with women to reward them for expanding their consciousness and nurturing themselves. Our unique offering supports women's self-empowerment and economic sufficiency, and it emerged out of a respectful, inclusive, co-creative process based on collaboration at every turn. And fun. Yes, there was lots of fun. The three of us are often overheard saying, collaboration is queen. We invite you to welcome more collaboration into your life, knowing that you don't have to do it alone, whatever it is for you. Dust off your crown and enjoy. And always remember, collaboration is queen. So just take a moment to feel into this lovely time of being together and feeling gratitude in your heart that you're taking some time for yourself and that we are going to get to experience the wisdom from Dr. Val Prahl. So I'll tell you a little bit about Val. Dr. Valerie Prahl is a doctor of chiropractic, and she's a certified clinical nutritionist who has used an integrative approach, I know that's going to make a lot of you happy to know, to help people for over 37 years. Over the past several years, she's been learning and exploring genetic research, brain science, ancient healing arts, and shamanic practices. She has just published her first book, Body Messengers, a planetary archetypal guide for health patterns, well-being, and self-healing. Welcome, Val. We can unmute you now.
Ah, there I am.
There you are, dear one.
Hi.
Welcome. We're so glad that you're here. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
So I wondered if you would share with us, what led you to write this book at this time in history? I know you've been practicing for a long time. So what led you to do it now?
Well, I felt like I was telling people the same things all the time. And I felt I took some classes with a Dr. Rüdiger Dahlke for about a year and then studied the stuff for another 2 years about the planetary archetypes. And I felt like he had a good idea, a great idea, but it wasn't inclusive enough. It wasn't, it just didn't cover it all. So I took that information and I made it my own and made and added a whole bunch of different strategies. So that's, it was a time, the time is now, you know, that because it just, I've been leading the path forward, but it just wasn't taking, what am I trying to say? It wasn't coming forth. So I needed to write the book.
Yes, yes, yes. I can only imagine all the patients that you'd been seeing over the years and having to say the same thing over and over to them. Now you can just say, just read my book. I love it. I love it. And as an author now published, what did you learn about yourself as you were writing the book?
Well, I learned that it really took a lot to write the book, but you know, I thought it would be a piece of cake, and it took me 5 years to write it. It's what it took. So I really felt like I learned how to be a writer and how to let myself show other people how what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. So That's pretty much it. I also learned a lot after I wrote the book. I had a mild stroke right after I put it to the publishers. It was like incredible. And that was, it was a thing that was related to Uranus. I'll explain that maybe later, but I just felt like I needed to understand how that happens and how I needed to change some things within my own life. So
I love that.
It was interesting and fascinating.
I was in a group the other day and one of the women said, we plan, God laughs. I thought that was kind of interesting, you know? And so, well, you're doing remarkably well after having a stroke. That's amazing. And it shows the power of your own healing knowledge and applying it to yourself. So thank you for being with us this evening. So I'm going to turn it over to you now and let everyone know that after Val does her talk, we will go into some small breakout rooms, they call it in Zoom. We call it gathering rooms. And so that people can, so that each of you can discuss what resonated with you about what Val shared and how that resonated in regard to your own view of healing. So anyway, take it away, Val. We're so happy that you're here. Oh, you know what? I realized I did not read your, oh, yes, I did. I read your,
you read
your
my,
bio.
My
yes.
Bio.
Yes, yes. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew exactly who you are.
Yes. So archetypes are universal patterns, personalities, attributes, and our universe, you know, they're blueprints of what we are supposed to, you know, are of what we are supposed to be like. We all have archetypes working within us, and some of us have more of the planetary archetypes than others. I'm just going to read from my book. It's just easier sometimes. Mm-hmm. Exploring astrological planetary archetypes and the qualities associated with the elements, earth, air, fire, and water, is a profound way to explore what the body is saying around this imbalance. In astrology, earth and water are associated with feminine energies. Air and fire are associated with masculine energies. The integration of these elements and archetypes occurs deep within, and it is important for healing and remaining healthy. Planetary archetypes are metaphors for the universal blueprints that affect all of us. So that's the way the book was set up, as planetary archetypes. But what I find interesting is that the patriarchy has really led to the suppression of the feminine, that and it has really affected everything, including healthcare. And one of the things that it does is well-being and wholeness are created by finding the balance between the masculine and feminine energies within and not allowing either to dominate. Masculine and feminine archetypes have nothing to do with gender or sex. Every person has male and female aspects within. We all have masculine and feminine, and it's finding that balance between the masculine and feminine within us. I found for myself, one of the things when I was running a very busy practice, I have a small practice now, but when I was running a very busy practice, one of the things I found was that I was using all my male aspects and not using my female aspects. And it was really, it really led me down a really negative path. I got really depressed, and I would walk along the river and just cry. And then I'd go back into the office, and I'd have to be the boss. I'd have to be the doctor. I'd have to organize how everything worked. And it was just a really a big challenge for me. And I wasn't allowed to be feminine in that practice, including allowing myself to be friends with my staff members. You know, that's, I found that was really, really challenging. So when I got away from it and I really spent some time getting into my feminine aspects, I realized, oh, that's what I was doing. I was really doing that. And when I balanced it all, it helped me to find more peace and joy and understanding. So when we, I'm going to read another page here. One of the things that I learned to do is to be compassionate with myself. And so that was one of the things that I really wanted to bring out, because if we, you know, the best way we can be compassionate with others is to be compassionate with ourselves. Because if we take care of ourselves, then we're not a burden for others. We're not a challenge for others. We are unto ourselves. I'm going to read it. If we are compassionate with ourselves, we will welcome the internal messages about the myriad of reasons for our suffering. That which comes from within will offer guidance. The individual then uses strength and courage to ask for what is wanted and needed, and takes the necessary actions to meet needs and relieve suffering. We have a duty to ourselves to do this. My yoga instructor calls this fierce compassion. Gentle, soft, and reflective on the inside, and fierce and powerful on the outside, especially when it comes to setting boundaries of our time and energy. So the next thing that we are going to talk about is the kinds of conflicts and challenges that we have. We all have conflicts and challenges in our lives, and there are myriad of reasons that it happens. And one of the things that they invite action, and it's very masculine to deal with conflicts, because it does take action to deal with them. So making a positive choice is an emboldened, assertive act, increasing awareness and learning about the power within to choose a new path is empowering, energetic, and emphatic. Speaking up and telling others what is wanted or needed is brave and confident. And it goes on. So one of the things that we have, I'm going to just look at my notes, because if I don't, I'm going to go crazy. So here are the different kinds of challenges that we have. We have the genetic aspects. And the thing is about genetics is we can change our genes we can't change our genes, but we can change the way our genes express by how we think, by how we move, and by what we feed them. So we can really make a huge difference in the way that we are expressing by changing our genetics. Ancestral patterns, as well as tendencies for illness and certain diseases, can all be affected by changing those things. Chemical is another thing that we can change. Foods eaten and supplements taken, as well as chemicals in our food, they impact us, and as well as spiritual individuals' relationship to a higher power. So if we change our food, we can actually increase our spirituality. And if we change our spirituality, it can impact the way we choose to eat. It's interesting how all of it kind of goes together. Emotional is how emotions trigger feelings. Relational, how our relationships with people in our lives, living or dead. Environmental, what our home cleaning products, heavy metals, air, soil, and water quality, plastics, pesticides, and electromagnetic fields. And then there's this physical or the structural, and that's physical limitations from all causes. And the mental, which is thoughts and memories related to ideas, as well as hopes, dreams, goals, and learning. So you can see that it's a lot of things that come together, but if you make a small change in one area, you can really impact the other areas. That's what's really, really powerful. And then I go into the different archetypes. So I'm gonna read. The fire archetypes are the courageous actions by confronting challenges and passionate actions that take us from being a victim to empowered, self-actualized human being. And that is the sun, which is authentic self-expression, Jupiter, which is expansion and soul growth, and Mars, which is courageous actions and self-confidence. Then we go into the water archetypes, which is our emotions. So we have the moon, which is nurturing and reflecting. We have Pluto, which is metamorphosis. And we have Neptune, which is trusting inner connection. Air archetypes are the winds of chains or fanning the flames. Mercury of Gemini is communication and connection. Venus of Libra is connecting sensuality and creating beauty. Uranus is originality, laughter, and surprise. I didn't have enough laughter and surprise in my life, and that's when I had the stroke. That was what happened to me. Earth archetypes are grounded and foundation. They're stable. So their Venus of Taurus is home and security, relationships, soul and consciousness. Mercury of Virgo is controlling reactions, releasing from outcomes, and Saturn, which is important for many, many of us. We just have to get to the essential, reducing to what is actually essential for our lives. You know, one of the things that I find is important with my aging is really getting to those essential things, because otherwise I'm going to have more chronic diseases. If I have all those essential things to keep track of, then I will do them, and I will eat right, and I will exercise right, and I will think right. But if otherwise, the body will respond by giving you a chronic disease. It's really interesting. You'll have a chronic disease if you don't take care of what is most important. I'm going to read a couple more pages. Okay, this is about the moon, and the moon is about reflecting and nurturing. It has to do with anything to do with round cave-like organs like breasts and the mouth and the stomach, the vagina, the uterus, the ovaries. And so I'm going to read it. The full moon, bright in the sky, is reflecting and sparkling on the still dark lake. The light is absorbing into the depths of water, magical and powerful, pulling my heartstrings and stirring my soul. The moon, so powerful, creates tides, cycles, and rhythms. Throughout history, moon energy has been considered female, and I sensed that rhythm as I watched the moon rise above the water. The water is soaking up and absorbing the light and the power of the moon, just as I am, absorbing the energy of the moon and reflecting on its power as I rock back and forth on the porch swing. Water is feminine energy. Feminine energy is internal, what we take inside, into the dark, into the part of us that reflects, listens, absorbs, examines, and explores, going directly into the dark, into the shadow. People, including myself, have difficulty looking within and looking at the shadow. We would rather watch a horror movie about shadowy creatures than ever examine what the shadows lurk within. Yet there is a benefit to looking within. Innumerable beautiful things within the body occur in the darkness. Every thought that you think, every breath that you take, every bit of food that you digest, and every beat of your heart occurs in the darkness. So, you know, that speaks to a lot of what I've been, well, I'm going to just leave it there. I'll move on to another part. here's a part that I'm going to read about communication and connection, Mercury of Gemini. It has to do with lungs and circulatory system and circulating hormones and nerves and neurotransmitters and our hands. Each person desires to be seen and heard. We all face challenges and conflict in communication. Communication is a work in progress, always in flux. One conversation is clear and easy, and the next can make us angry or frustrated. Communication expands our connections to others, just as a road trip takes us to our friend's home or an electrical wire brings electricity to a lamp. Take a moment and celebrate the magic of all the communication carried out in the physical body. The body has input from all of our senses. Messages are carried via nerves and molecules in blood to individual tissues and cells. Truly miraculous. Take a moment to feel gratitude and appreciation for the miracle the body is and for all the way it communicates. I am going to read one more passage because I think that this passage has a lot to do with what's going on in the world today. It is related to Venus of Taurus, home and security, relationships, soul and consciousness. And this is what it says. All kinds of problems continue with issues associated with fanaticism, nationalism, racism, fascism, and war in the world. In the United States, we have arguments about border walls and tremendous challenges with immigrants escaping war and tyranny. The U.S. is not the only nation struggling with immigration problems. War and tyranny continue in multiple locations throughout the globe, leading to fear. It is really hard to be at home in your body and in your consciousness when one is living with fear. Safety and survival are the only driving forces. The goal and task is to strengthen spiritual muscle so that one is able to choose to be at home in the body and within the beliefs that allow choosing love and compassion over fear and doubt. Strengthening kindness and benevolence within will forge new ways to bring right actions for others. So, I'm trying to see what time it is. I thought I had the time and I don't.
Val, you have about 5 more minutes.
Okay. So, you know, it really is the archetypes really do everybody has the different archetypes affecting them. Everyone has some problems with or some issues with the sun, which is related to the heart, and the moon, which is related to the female organs, and all of the different parts of the body. Some of us have more areas, some of us have more than one problem in an area, but we all have all of them. So it's a really interesting way to take a look at how your body can show you what you need to do to get better. For example, if you have, I'm gonna read, and for example, Jupiter has to do with expansion. I have to look at different things because I can't come up with those words sometimes. Jupiter has to do with expansion. And if we can't expand into our lives the way we're supposed to, then we will develop we'll develop obesity or hip problems. So one of the, if you want to have more, if you want to be more, I don't have my words in front of me. If you want to have more expansion and soul growth, then you won't gain so much weight. So it's not coming out exactly right, but I'm a loss of what I'm supposed to say, but I know what I mean. if we have obesity, then we're not expanding into our lives the way we should. If we have hip problems, we're not having soul growth the way we should. You know, that's how that works. If we have problems with Pluto, which is colon problems and autoimmune system problems, then we won't develop those problems if we go through a metamorphosis, or if you have a major illness, then you have to do a major reorganization of your life. You have to get your whole life better organized so you can so you don't have to deal with the autoimmune disease. So there was I'm going to see if I can find I had a patient who came in, and she was she'd had every test available, and her medical doctors played with the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, and chronic fatigue. They had no clue. And she worked as a receptionist at a large corporation. And in her 30s, she often had to pull over on her way home from work because she was so tired. She just couldn't make it home. Her husband would have to get her half the time. And once she went through this metamorphosis, which is she stayed home and she rested a lot, and she confronted her issues with, she had problems with her her husband's family. They wouldn't understand her, and she had to she had problems with Voken family. And when she got them together, then they were, she was able to, gradually her energy improved, her immunity improved, and she rarely missed work. She was able to drive to and from work and still take her dog for a walk when she got home. Lori is now able to help with the mowing and attend most of her grandchildren's events. So she was able to go from being a victim in her own life to being more powerful, a true metamorphosis of what she was really trying to do. So that's what was going on with Lori. So
I want to say something that maybe some of us are thinking, and that is, you struggled a bit and you felt really, uncomfortable with that. And yet here you are, you're in front of us, you're sharing your wisdom with us, and we have compassion for you. And we, what you're doing is showing us a new way to look at things, and you are showing us that we don't have to show up perfect. We don't have to be perfect. None of us is perfect. And you show courage by sharing all of your wisdom with us, and we're so grateful. And when we go into the gathering rooms, we appreciate you so much. And that's what this sisterhood is all about, is we can be ourselves and we are loved just as we are. And so thank you so much. And we just, Heather Meek just said, we can feel that you have the brilliance and wisdom. Who cares if it takes a bit sometimes for it to come out? So yay for that. That's some good wisdom, Heather. I love that. I do. So thank you again, Val. We love you.
Thank you.
Please visit newworldwomen.com to learn more about our exciting collaboration and how it can support you and other women in your life. We would love to welcome you into our first founder circle, which you can explore on our site. If you like Collaboration is Queen, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. Thank you, and remember to keep your crown ready so women can collaborate to create a new world for themselves and for our world, a world of love, inclusion, collaboration, and abundance.